Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. It's time now to talk with Chris Young, the Rangers general manager. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Chris Young Show is brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. And a good afternoon, CY. How the heck are you?
Hey guys, I'm well. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome. How you feeling about winning a series against a good Reds team? Where are we at today?
Yeah, it was a really good series. They're a very good team. They're a young team. They're talented and they're exciting. I mean, they can really cause some different problems, especially offensively. And when they get on base, they run wild, and it was a challenge for us. But to come out of that series with two wins, I thought was very good, especially given really where we'd been as a team, and certainly not playing our best baseball, but still playing well. But I think there's room for improvement. I'm excited to see where things go as the calendar flips to May here, and maybe the schedule, I'm not going to say it lightens up, but it certainly, we're playing some games that I think we should feel pretty good about our chances of winning series.
Right on. And I know there's been a lot of talk about how the offense could be better, but you got to be overall pleased with the pitching that you could win a game 2-1 and then 4-3 yesterday.
Yeah, it's a great point. Boach and I were talking about this a little bit in terms of I'm not sure if we win these games last year, just given the state of the bullpen. And our bullpen has been fantastic. I mean, I think there have been multiple games recently where the bullpen's come in and thrown 3-plus innings of scoreless baseball, which has allowed us to win the game. And I can't say enough about those guys. Kirby Yates, David Robertson, Jake Lax has been phenomenal, now pitching in some leverage roles. We've got Josh Fors back. Jose Leclerc looked very good this week. So there's some exciting things happening there, and certainly the surprise from Cole Wynn. He's been wonderful. Like to keep that momentum going with our bullpen. I think our starters have done a solid job. I still think there's room for improvement there. And, sometimes we need to win with our pitching. We can't rely on our offense, obviously. They've done something. They've had some big games, but I think there's room for improvement there. But the offense is going to get going at some point. When it does, if we can click with our bullpen, our offense, and our starting pitching, we'll be in very good shape.
Well, speaking of the starting pitching, CY, how about Dane Dunning? I mean, we used to think of Dane as kind of a ground ball pitcher. He strikes out 10 batters on just 69 pitches in that win yesterday. What have you seen in Dane and how he's been able to improve his game?
Well, exactly that. I mean, I think he's been – yesterday was the best he's pitched this year. It was fun to see. And it was really good, I think, for Dane to see that his pitch efficiency, his pitch count efficiency was really important to him getting deep in the game. And he doesn't have to throw a lot of pitches to get strikeouts. I mean, strikeouts are a byproduct of making really good pitches. And I think sometimes Dane gets in trouble where he gets in pitcher's counts and then he doesn't quite put the hitter away. And next thing you know, it's back to a hitter's count or a 3-2 count. And so I think for Dane yesterday, he did a great job of getting ahead, staying ahead, and then finishing the hitter, which is really one of our pitching mantras, get ahead, stay ahead, and finish. And he did a great job of that yesterday. He made one good pitch after the next, and that allowed him to, one, go deep in the game, which is super important for our bullpen, and then, two, to rack up the strikeout total.
CY here with you in the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, I did want to ask you about the offense. At what point would you consider maybe something needs to be changed? Or do you just have faith in who the players are going to be, and, you know, if we take 4 months to get there, then so be it?
Well, I do have faith that, and I don't think it's going to take 4 months. So, obviously, at some point, if we're not clicking or scoring runs at the levels that we expect, then certainly we will tinker with lineup or personnel. But I have such a high level of confidence in this group, and given their track record and what they did last year. And, you know, you look at them, really, Adolis had sort of a slow start to spring training. Corey Seager obviously missed most of spring training. Josh Young missed most of spring training, and now we're missing Josh again. And then Nate Lowe missed a lot of spring training. Langford and Carter are going through their first full major league seasons. You know, there's some explanation as to some of the performances thus far, and I don't think we haven't clicked as a group yet, but I know it's in there. These are super talented players, and their talent didn't just disappear over the offseason. So it's in there. It's going to come back. And when it gets rolling, when it builds momentum, look out, because I know how good these guys are, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But it's just a matter of time, I believe. And so, there's no panic here. There's no worry. We're not looking at any changes at this point. We're really just considering how to help these guys, put them in the best positions to succeed, and get some momentum going. Because once it starts, I think it's going to keep going for a long time.
Yeah, CY, I wanted to ask you about Seager. And man, just everything you hear about the guy is how hard he works, how prepared he is. Is the struggle for him right now his health?
Well, I don't think it's health from a structural standpoint. I mean, the surgery that he had medically, he is fine. Everything is structurally intact and fine. But with any surgery, I mean, first of all, he didn't get a normal off season.
Sure.
Because he was nursing the injury, and he wasn't able to train the way he wanted. When he went through his period of rest after the World Series and then got into his workouts, he realized this thing's still really bothering me. At that point, we had to get more medical answers, and surgery was the recommendation. And so really, it kind of wiped out Corey's off season. So then he gets into spring training, he's recovering from surgery, and Corey, I mean, to his credit, it's just amazing how hard he worked to be ready and out on the field for opening day. And, you know, what we're seeing now, I think, is a function of, you know, the off season and then combined with the surgery. And, you know, I've had my fair share of surgeries. I know that it takes a long time. And the fact that Corey's out there, I'm more than anything grateful to him for pushing himself to even be out there right now, because even when he's not going well, he's Corey Seager, and everybody on the other team knows that Corey Seager can change the game with one swing of the bat. And beyond that, his defense, I think, has been phenomenal. He's played a great shortstop, and he sets a really good example for the rest of the players in terms of playing through pain, playing when you're not perfect, when you're not feeling great at the plate, but showing up, going through your routine, and setting an example for everybody. So he's such a leader in so many ways, and I love him. And he's going to get going at some point. But, man, it's really impressive that he's even out there to begin with.
Chris Young with us here on The Fan. Would love to get your vantage point and just how exciting it was seeing the Langford inside the Parker.
Well, it was awesome. I saw the ball off the bat. I knew it was going to the gap, and thought this has a chance at a triple. And as soon as it caromed off the wall and took that kind of 90-degree angle off the wall and went towards the right field corner, I knew this is inside the Parker. It was going to be really tough to retrieve the ball and then relay it home and throw him out as fast as he is. So, and in fact, it actually brought back memories. I probably shouldn't say this, but in the 2007 All-Star game, I gave up an inside the park home run to Ichiro in a very similar fashion. It was in San Francisco, but the ball took a carom off the right field wall and shot into the right field corner, just like Langford's did. And with Ichiro running, I knew at the time, this is definitely an inside the Parker. So that was my first thought. And it was almost identical in terms of the way Wyatt got it. So really cool to see him get it. I'm glad he's on the board now. My expectation is there are going to be a lot more that go over the fence than inside the Parkers.
I'll tell you, I think the most impressive thing about Langford is his ability to stay calm in the box, where he's been dealt a tough card here with strikes being called outside of the zone. His ability to not get frustrated, not be disrespectful to the ump, very, very impressive, because that is not my reaction every time that happens from my couch.
Well, it's a very unique maturity at his age to have that perspective and to be able to handle the emotion of getting a bad call. That said, I always talk about our pitchers and our hitters that it's hard to complain about a bad call when, you know, occasionally you chase the pitch over your head or in the dirt as well. So umpires make mistakes just like our pitchers and hitters make mistakes. And it's part of the game, and how you deal with it really defines who you are and, you know, how you can keep your focus and certainly speaks to the maturity of Wyatt that he's able to do so.
Hey, Chris, I know the series is over with the Reds, and just from my scouting background, how do you describe a player like Ellie De La Cruz? How do you put his scouting report in? How would you talk about him as a player?
Well, the first word that comes to mind is dynamic, because I think he can change the game in so many ways. And I saw him make a defensive play in the hole at shortstop, throw across his body. It was a heck of a play to really change the game in one of the games. He can hit for power. He can hit for average. He can get on base. He can change the game with his legs. He's great defensively. I mean, he's the full package from my perspective. And I guess the other thing that stands out, which I think really rubs off on teammates, is it looks like he plays with such joy and passion. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's having so much fun out there. And I think that rubs off on guys. It brings an energy to the team that makes everybody around them better. So to me, that's a tool that you can't quite measure, but it has a huge impact on his teammates. And mistake to me as to why the Cincinnati Reds have turned the corner as an organization after promoting De La Cruz. He's just that type of player, and ultimately, as I describe him, he's just so dynamic. It's really, really fun to watch.
How many more starts from Scherzer before he's coming up?
Well, Max will dictate that in terms of how he pitches and how he recovers and how he feels. So we'd rather get it right on the front end. We don't want to push him to where he's coming up fatigued or rusty. We want to make sure he goes through what we'll call his normal spring training and gets enough reps and recovers and is ready to go, because when you step on a big league field, it's hard, and there are no excuses. When you get out there, you got to perform. And so Max knows that. He's very aware of his body, how he's feeling, and you know, when he tells us he's ready. But I think we can certainly anticipate at least three more rehab starts.
CY, I wonder how you weigh what to do in the plan for Zeke Duran moving forward. He wasn't in the lineup yesterday against the lefty. You know, I know playing time and just getting at bats. Is there any thought to maybe putting him at AAA to just let him get everyday playing time again? Or are you comfortable with where he is right now?
Well, you know, honestly, this is something that we have to discuss internally, because we want all of our players to be the best versions of themselves. And right now, Zeke is not going as well as we've seen him, and we've got to find a way to get him going. He's a big part of our team. And, you know, I think that all things are on the table at this point in terms of the best way to get him going. And it's really hard as a young player to not get consistent reps and to only get pinch hits off the bench. And, you know, I think there is some thought that Zeke needs some regular playing time. How we achieve that, whether it's at the big leagues or AAA, is still a discussion. So, you know, but he's an important piece of our team and our success, and we need him going at his best if we're going to get back to where we went last year.
CY, I just retweeted this video of Ichiro taking you off the wall there in that All-Star game. Looked like he opened up and tried to give you a home run swing on that one.
Yeah, I think he did. I mean, I think he had really good numbers off me at that point. I think he was licking his lips when he saw me coming in, knowing that he could do some damage. And so, you know, and of course, I knew the history as well, that I hadn't gotten him out, I don't think, in my career. So,
no way.
So, yeah. And of course, you know, not only does he hit it off the wall, but it just has to take a bounce that goes the complete opposite direction of Ken Griffey Jr., who was playing right field. And I knew it. The second I saw Ken Griffey Jr. running one way and the ball going the other, I thought, uh-oh, this is trouble.
I mean, how would you describe the look on your face as you're walking back to the dugout? Like, this is unbelievable, this guy.
Just some guys have your number, and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, if he doesn't hit it over the wall, he hits it off the wall and still gets a homer. So it's just one of those things, you tip your cap and just, you know, you go on to the next hitter.
Well, you're a freaking champion, and we thank you so much for your insights and your dedication to this baseball team and joining us every week, man. It's been awesome. So give them hell out there. We'll be pulling for you.
No, I love it, guys. We got a lot of good baseball left ahead of us, and certainly appreciate the support, and looking forward to talking to you next week.
There he goes, Chris Young, Rangers GM, right here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.